So, what is life actually like in North Korea? Insight comes from a new book called The Accusation, Forbidden Stories from Inside North Korea. The text had to be smuggled out of the country. The author remains anonymous as he could face severe punishment or even death if his identity was revealed. This report from our South Korea correspondent, Steve Evans.
It's been a prize-winning radio drama in South Korea. This is an extraordinary tale of ordinary people in North Korea.
번갯불에 콩 닦듯이 잘도 잘도 해제낀다.
Written by a mysterious North Korean author and now coming in English to a bookstore near you.
행정부는 행방 없이 엄벙덤벙 먹어댄다.
The author of The Accusation goes by the pen name Bandy, Firefly. It's a series of short stories about little incidents of corruption and falling foul of the regime. A baby starts crying at a picture of Karl Marx and so brings trouble to the family. An official targets a worker. The English version has been translated by Deborah Smith, who won a Booker Prize for her translation of a South Korean novel. What emerges is a highly readable, nuanced, credible picture of a country where ordinary people go about their lives, treading around the regime and sometimes bumping into it. The publishers say it was smuggled to South Korea by a defector. In South Korea, it's been championed by an activist, Do Hee-yun, of the Citizens Coalition for the Human Rights of Abductees and North Korean Refugees. He says he knows who Bandy really is.
He was born in 1950. He's a male, and he has contact with Chinese tourists, and he lives inland.
By publishing his work, you put his life in extreme danger.
Yes, the book being internationally known, it gives me a sense of heavy heart. The safety will be threatened. However, this is Bandy's wishes. He wishes people who live in North Korea like slaves to be freed.
At the end of the accusation, Bandy, whoever and wherever he may be, appends a poem to the reader, a reader now in Britain and North America.
재능이 아니라 의분으로, 잉크의 펜으로가 아니라 피눈물의
50 years in this northern land. Living as a machine that speaks, living as a human under a yoke, written not with pen and ink, but with bones, drenched with blood and tears, is this writing of mine. Though they be dry as a desert, and rough as a grassland, shabby as an invalid, and primitive as stone tools, reader, I beg you to read my words. Bandy.
That report from Steve Evans in Seoul.